while your conscious mind drifts. I'm going to give your subconscious mind some very positive and helpful suggestions. Your subconscious mind can listen, hear, understand, and believe my every safe and sensible suggestion and what it means, and transfer those new beliefs to a positive and helpful part of your mind. That's right. And up until this time, you have had a fear, an irrational fear of speaking to strangers, to crowds, to your peers, and in other various situations, to other various people. This is simply because you learn how to have this anxiety or this fear, this so-called lack of confidence, or perhaps it is a fear of judgment, or the fear of being wrong. Well, we are going to begin to change all of that right now. The first thing that your conscious and subconscious minds are both going to begin to understand regarding the past and fears of speaking to people and crowds in past places and situations is that what could have been is what never was, and what should have been is what wasn't. And all of that is going to begin to change from now. And as far as a fear of judgment may be concerned, you may have had that as a concern. Well, if you have done your best, it's not really your business what other people may consider of you. Most people are too concerned with themselves to remember any judge, or even to judge any other person for what they do or don't do, or say or don't say. You are going to find from now on, in a natural way, you are going to naturally and clearly have much more sensible self-confidence whenever and wherever you have to speak to any person or to any crowd, because your conscious mind will begin to understand that you have been speaking for years, and all of the words and how they flow are already in you.